Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I don't know why, but I've always loved the idea of summer and sun and all things hot.
Really? I'm guessing you don't have much experience with heat.
Nope. But sometimes I like to close my eyes and imagine what it'd be like when summer does come. Bees will buzz, kids will blow dandelion fuzz, and I'll be doing whatever snow does in summer. I drink in my hand, my snow up against the burning sand, probably getting gorgeously tanned in summer. I'll finally see a summer breeze blow away a winter storm, and find out what happens to solid water when it gets warm. And I can't wait to see what my buddies all think of me. Just imagine how much cooler I'll be in summer.
You know, if I had a blender, I would stick my private parts in it. Mikey, that was horrible. That's the best opening you can come up with?
Well, no, you know what it is? Because in the first time in forever here in New York, it's actually warm outside. It's a warm 41 degrees.
Oh, I think
that's right. She's got the heat.
Welcome, everybody, to episode number 7 of the Disney World Junkies podcast show. I am your host, the Mask Maniac, Disney Maniac, Frank, and I am joined by my cohort in crime, Mr. Vinyl Nation himself, the man who has no business choosing Disney music, the one, the only, the man who's actually really 6'8", but I just say he's 5'1", Mikey Devon.
What's up, guys? How are you today?
Didn't we just do this last night?
Yes, we did.
Jesus.
But I think today
Christ.
We're talking to people, though.
Jeez, Mikey, that was terrible. To only have 2 callers, and both of them are Tony, who, just for the record, didn't show up to meet me today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he canceled. He canceled.
I'm sure he'll be calling in today, though, so you can find out what's going on.
Yeah, just remember, Hoochie Mama's the code.
That's right, Hoochie Mama.
We say Hoochie Mama, and that's it, you know? So, Mikey, how's everything? Now, Mikey, last night on the Uncensored show, which is the show where we say curse words, we were talking that you and your wife have booked your next Disney vacation.
Yes.
And when is it now, Mikey?
We will be coming the end of August, right after you guys get back from your vacation.
Right, if my wife gets the goddamn passport stuff. Oh, I said bad stuff again. I said goddamn people have a temper. So just as I get back from Australia, as long as my wife gets the passport stuff in order today, you will be meeting me at Disney World.
Correct.
And did you take care of the hotel stuff?
Yeah. We'll be staying at an undisclosed location, lathered up in baby oil.
Lathered up in baby oil. I am actually, it's not baby oil, it's Hawaiian Tropic. And I actually will see to it that we actually lather you up in Hawaiian Tropic. I am putting you in a Speedo, and we are just going to lay there. You know what? Let me tell you a funny thing. You know how, you know, everybody rides around Disney in their, you know, all the heavier set people ride around Disney in the scooters. And the first thing out of their mouth is always, don't judge me. Right? Don't judge me. Right? All right, so check this out. So I'm, you know, this past weekend we got a room for the night. And I didn't really make much of an issue of it because I just don't like everybody knowing all my business. So we get a hotel room for the night. And we're at the Pop Century. And we just use the pool. And so, you know, my wife and I are laying out. And I, of course, am smothered in oil, wearing my blue tie-dye Speedo. All you Disney chicks out there can get a visual of that. And God knows it's online anyway. So I'm laying there, and here comes this rather, at least 400-pound woman in a scooter. She drives past me, And would you believe she's laughing at me? Now, I understand. Niece smothered in oil in a blue tie-dye Speedo is semi-amusing. I'm the guy that stood in the middle of a wrestling ring wearing not much more than a blue tie-dye Speedo. So, trust me, I'm really okay with people laughing at me. What gets me is the people who like to tell you, don't judge me, right? Don't judge her because she's in an electric wheelchair weighing 500 pounds. It's okay for her, though, to laugh at me. And that's something that just drives me out of my mind. And I guarantee you, for the little bit I said, just for saying she's 500 pounds today, God knows how many junkies are going to write me today and tell me how they're offended. Why did I have to refer to her as 500 pounds? Well, easy. Because I want to explain what actually happened.
So I was laughing at this weekend. That's like the story I told you about the bum covered in garbage who yelled at me to go to Jenny Craig, which is, you know, beyond me, but whatever.
Right. Well, you know, look, first of all, I don't even know. Is it Jenny Craig still around?
I think they have it out here in New York.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of you people out there probably don't even know what Jenny Craig is. But anyway.
Right.
So, Mikey, what's going on in the world of Disney?
All right, so I just found out today that over at Hollywood Studios, they're going to be doing some major expansion for Soarin' and Toy Story.
Yeah, I read that this weekend. Actually, I heard about the whole thing, you know, months ago, as did most everybody. But I think they're kind of just making it a little clearer what they're going to be doing. And from what I'm hearing, I guess Soarin', they're going to be making another room or something.
You know, yeah, they're going to add another screen.
Yeah, I mean, I'm scared of it anyway. Have you been up there, Mikey?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
The very first time I went, I felt a little shaky, but the couple times after, I really enjoyed it.
See, I don't like it. You know what it reminds me of? Remember when we were kids? Or actually, you now. You know how you sit in a chair and your feet dangle?
Yeah, okay.
You know, that's terrible. I make all these terrible short jokes to you, Mikey. And the fact is, you're how tall? How tall are you, Mikey?
5'4"? Stretching?
Okay, I'm a whopping 5'8 on a good day.
Right.
So it's not exactly like I'm Andre the Giant here. You've looked at the pictures of me and Willie.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, my 15-year-old's over 6'2". So, I mean, you know, I just have to give it back to somebody, Mikey. Because the way it's going, Dylan's going to be taller than me soon enough anyway. But remember when we were kids and you'd go to the playground and you would your mommy and daddy would put you in those little steel swings? And you did it. I never liked those. And that's what I feel like when I'm in Soarin'. I'm really scared. Mikey, I close my eyes during the whole entire story. I really do. I'm terrified.
Yeah, I had that problem when we did that Harry Potter ride over at the other place. I had a problem with that.
Yeah, see, and you know, everybody knows. First thing is, I'm scared of roller coasters. Right off the bat, I'm terrified of roller coasters. I was never a roller coaster person. You know, let's put aside that I've had over 24 concussions and probably 6 serious concussions. And, you know, I'm scared of roller coasters. And, like, you know how you go on a ride and there's a sign there and it says, if you have high blood pressure, I got it. If you have back injury, I got it. If you have head problems or motion stuff, I got it. And if you're pregnant, well, sometimes I look it. So, you know, I've got just about everything on the list. So I'm nervous. But, I got off the Soarin' thing. All right, I'll get on the road. So anyway, so they're going to put another Soarin' screen. And for Toy Story, they're going to add another track, which means, I guess, instead of it being a 5-hour wait, it'll now be a 4-hour and 35-minute wait. You know, I got to tell you something. I understand a lot of people go to the parks. And I'm telling you, this is something I know from knowing managers and watching how certain attraction managers actually handle their attraction. And I'm telling you, Mikey, when there's big lines like Toy Story or Splash Mountain or this side, it, for the most part, with the exception of a breakdown in machinery, it really is the cast members and the manager of the attraction that cause it. And I'll tell you why. I'm going to give you an example. A few months ago, we went on the Seven Dwarfs Mine, the Seven Dwarfs mm-hmm. Mine train. And there was a crazy line at the Fast Pass, okay? Crazy line mm-hmm. at the Fast Pass. Let me rephrase that. I think if there's a big attraction line, it's not the much. It's really not the cast members and the managers' backup. If the Fast Pass line is out of control, it's their fault. So I'm looking at this. You know, we go on the Fast Pass line. I'm telling you, there's 100 people before us on the Fast Pass line. We're so backed up, it was crazy. And I noticed the manager walks over. And he looks around, and he shook his head, and you can just see he wasn't going to have any of this. And I'm telling you, it took him 10 minutes to get that line gone, and it didn't appear again. And then you go to Splash Mountain. You go to Splash Mountain. Every single day, the Fast Pass line is 45 minutes to an hour. And it's just completely... I mean, it's not acceptable, but it shows that it depends on the time.
Hello? I think we lost him. Frank! Uh-oh.
What's wrong?
Hello?
I'm here!
Oh, we couldn't hear you for a couple of seconds. We couldn't hear you for a few seconds.
Mikey!
We're here!
Yeah, okay, I'm not going to walk. You know what it is? It's because I'm not wearing any clothes. And I think sometimes, I'm naked. Trust me. I'm as naked as Kramer. I can't help it, you know? My wife's away. I'm free of the house. So anyway, like I was saying, the manager at Space Mountain, he might be a great manager. Maybe he's great at handling other cast members. But as far as handling the attraction itself, not doing a good job. I mean, there's no reason for the Fast Pass line to always be 45 minutes or an hour, or if not always, for the most part. So for Toy Story, the way that's a continuous ride, there's no excuse for that to always be a 2 and 3 hour wait. It's not. It's ridiculous. The same thing with like Elsa and Anna. Man, if there's ever no excuse for Elsa and Anna, and I'll explain to you why. Cast members understand this, but a lot of the guests don't. Let's say you go to Ariel's Grotto, and you want to see Ariel, the Little Mermaid. Okay, Mikey?
Okay.
When you get online, you're not waiting for one Ariel. There's actually multiple at the same time. There's different rooms.
Okay.
You can be in room A. You can be in room B. You can be in room blue. You can be in room gold. It's like, you know how you go to see, what is it? Not Story Time with Belle. What's it called?
Yeah, when you go into that room.
Mm-hmm. Right, you go to see Enchanted Tales with Belle. Well, when you go there, you have a blue room and you have a gold room. It's not, you know, you're not waiting online to just for everybody to go into the one thing. So when you go see certain characters, like in Fairy Tale Hall, there's multiple, and I don't want to ruin the magic for anybody, but I'm explaining to you how lines work. When you go to Fairy Tale Hall, you know, there's 2-3 Cinderellas at one time. They were just all in different rooms.
Right.
And so, you know, I never understand the excuse for the lines to be so out of control. It's bad. And it's poor management, you know. It doesn't make the cast member not good. It doesn't make them not a nice person. It just means they, you know, maybe they got to work on some things.
Right.
You know,
it's kind of similar
saying?
To the, yeah, you know, like over at, here in New York City when, you know, they have the Macy's, where you can meet Santa Claus in the city, they have like
right.
seven or eight different rooms of Santa's. So, you know, you could be waiting
online really?
For 3 hours. Yeah. You could be waiting online
oh,
for 3 hours if you go on the weekend. And if you don't go early enough, you're still going to wait even with all of those different rooms. And it's amazing,
see,
the whole setup.
I had no idea about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so,
well, that's very interesting,
yeah.
Mikey. But get back
you
to
know,
talk about how... Yeah.
I was going to say, in regards to the Soarin' expansion, a couple of our friends in the chat room were saying that the screens might show videos of Florida instead of California, is what they're
saying. Yeah, I heard something like that a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I heard something like that a while ago. I mean, maybe I'll open my eyes one day and do it, you know? Who knows? But getting back to what I said before, I was talking about how I'm scared of stuff and, you know, I have the head trauma.
Right.
So, you know, last year, for the first time, I did my very first roller coaster, and I did the Goofy Barnstormer. And I've done it like five or six times, and I don't open my eyes. But I'm okay with it. Dylan wants me on it, so I do it. Now
right.
I've been shored up, and I do the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. And I actually
okay.
opened my eyes a little bit on that one. I get a kick out of it, but I'm scared. You know,
but
the
Seven Dwarfs
yeah,
Train is not like a major roller coaster, though, right?
Oh,
it's not like one of those giant drops.
No, it has some sharp turns. You know, it has some fast, sharp turns. My feeling
okay.
is, and I hear people say, well, how could you be scared of rides? I'm personally scared of anything that I'm not in control of. And I'm not, you know,
mm-hmm.
you don't want to be helpless. Now,
right.
my favorite ride happens to be Splash Mountain. I love Splash Mountain. But, of course, you know, I'm scared of a big drop. But, Mike, remember, I don't know, I might have mentioned this before. Did I mention how I broke all my fingers on the log flume at Great Adventure?
Yes, yes.
You know, I held my hands
crazy.
Outside, and on both sides, it hit the wall. So that's another reason I'm scared of big rides. But,
oh, boy.
I'll never go on Space Mountain. Once you see that thing with the lights on, that thing
mm-hmm.
looks like a wreck. There's no, I will yeah. never go on that.
Yeah, I actually went on it the first time I went to Disney in 1999.
Did you?
And I videotaped while, you know, in the dark, and all you hear is everybody screaming, including myself.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'm ever going to go back on that.
I can't even imagine going on something like that.
Yeah, I'm
not
just like you. I don't like roller coasters. We've been to Disney twice with Ellie the last couple of years, and
right.
the last year I didn't go on the mine train. I sat outside.
Oh,
you
know what, Mikey? It's okay. It really is. It's okay. If I do it, it's tolerable.
you know what I do though when they go on the mine train, I use that as my chance to get away from everybody. And I just walk around the park by myself and enjoy the time, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's all right. That's all right. But we'll do a lot of things when you come down here.
Yeah, of course. I wanted to get your opinion on the Flower and Garden Festival at Epcot, because I've never done that. And I've seen pictures,
well,
and it looks unbelievable.
It is. You know, when I was younger, I guess I never really appreciated it until
mm-hmm.
Willie, you know, now that Willie's, you know, taking pictures is such a big deal for Willie.
Yeah.
We actually went Sunday. You know, my wife flew into New York. She had a trade show, and she has to take care of our passports. All of our passports are expired. So she's taking
right.
care of all our passports. And so the boys and I, we got to Epcot about 8:30 in the morning, got accosted as usual by some irate junkies. And I got to tell you, the you know, the flowers, the characters – like,
yeah,
they really are unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Willie took some really good pictures, and he'll be posting them. The characters are unreal. They got Peter Pan up on the top of the building, and right below
mm-hmm.
him is Captain Hook and the crocodile. And
right.
it's really, really good. My biggest thing with Epcot, and it drives me nuts, Mikey, it's the
mm-hmm.
food. It's I know we talked about it last night on the Uncensored show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we went to the Via Napoli, and I talked about that last night. Now, I'll do it briefly. You know, it's $100 for me, Willie, and Dylan got kids' food, and it wasn't very good. And I hear people say, well, it's because it's made to replicate how it is, the sauce in Italy and stuff. I got to tell you something. I don't buy that. I don't think it's very good. Mm-hmm. I just don't think it's good. You know, Willie's chicken was as hard as a rock. You know, I mean, I didn't complain about it, but it is what it is.
Right.
You know? But one of my problems might be, one of my big problems with Epcot is, you know, as a pro wrestler, I've traveled around the world and I've been to a lot of countries. And mm-hmm. I understand if you've never left the country before and you go to eat in China or you eat in Japan, you say to yourself, wow, well, this is what the food is like there. And I got to tell you something. It's not. I think the food in Epcot's horrible. I mean, there's just no options, at least for us. And, you know, maybe other people really, really like it. And remember, I'm not a drinker. My wife and I don't drink. But the Chinese food's horrible. The Japanese food's horrible. I haven't eaten in the German thing yet because I don't think there's anything for the kids. But I just don't find anything good. You can't go to Morocco because they're rude in there. They're always rude.
My wife loves the Mexican place.
Yeah, you know what else your wife loves? She loves knishes. Ask her how my stolen knishes are. Did they fill her up? I want to know. You know, you leave your wife open for her knish packs. For anybody who wants to know, my wife has stolen my square knishes. So I'll never forget it, ever. It'll never be forgotten.
And it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be, and it won't be. next, it'll be your daughter. You know,
right?
She'll
of course,
steal my stuff. But you know, I don't find the Epcot food to be authentic. When they have it's funny when they have the Food and Wine Festival, it's really not authentic. Like, you know, I lived in Australia. I'm married to an Australian, and whenever they open a little Australia stand, we're like, this is gross. You know, $97 for a little plate of food that tastes like crap. You know, just not good. But then again, I guess for me who hates this, there's probably 1,000 people who think it's unbelievable and it's great.
Right.
You know, so what are you going to do? But I really would like, there's so many things I'd like to see changed with the food at Disney. We always get the food and poop in me and you. You know what I really want, Mikey? I want an old-fashioned ice cream place, a real one, a real one.
Right.
You know, downtown Disney, they have Ghirardelli, which used to be really good because they used to bring you, you know, the food out in the ice cream out in tins, and you have, you know, real forks and tin ice cream dishes. Now you get cheap plastic Baskin-Robbins crap, you know, little dishes, and it's not the same. But Magic Kingdom, I would love to see a real, old-fashioned ice cream place. And I'll tell you one other thing I'd like to see. Not there, you know, always with the frozen hamburgers and all that crap, every hamburger tastes the same.
Right.
I'd like to see how would it hurt Disney to have a real flame barbecue? Like you have stands all over the place. Have a barbecue stand. I would wait online for an hour for real barbecue food at Disney. Fresh food.
Yeah, they would be raking in the dough.
They would. I mean, look, I love Casey's. You know, I've never had a hot dog at Casey's that wasn't ice cold. but either way, I love them. They taste good.
Right.
Sometimes I take the hot dog out of the bun, and I hit Dylan in the face, and I go, you've been penalized. It's true. But, you know, I would love for them to have a real, like, get a real barbecued hot dog and a barbecued hamburger. You know, not this. I mean, I don't even know what's in the hot dog at Casey's. I think they changed it. It's not beef anymore. I think it's like rabbit and pork and I don't know what that is.
That's horrible.
It just drives me out of my mind, you know?
But the Flower and Garden Festival, that's something that people should experience?
It is. Everybody should. Let me tell you, especially when you get to be, you know, my age, you know, 26, and you,
right.
You know, they're just, the walking around and just looking at everything is really, really nice. It is. I guess it's stuff you appreciate when you get older.
Right.
But, no, I mean, it's fantastic. It really is. It's a great place. Yep.
Okay. And now they also just released the dates for the Not-So-Scary Halloween Party and Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. So that's up. People can check that out and start planning their vacations.
Well, I am going to go to both like I did this year.
That's right. Now, let me ask you, is the Not-So-Scary Halloween Party all it's cracked up to be?
It's really, really good. Yeah, I guess it is. If you go on a night that's just not overbearing and overcrowded, with the, I think the only knock you're going to get on me from that is there's not enough assortment. I would like to see more villains out. And like this past year, they did this thing. I don't remember what it was called, but you had to pay extra to have this little dessert party where you got to see, like, some other villains that should have been out.
Right.
And that bothered me a little bit. You know, here it is, we're paying, you know, for a family of four, you're paying over $300 to go to see this. For that, you should see everybody. You should have the opportunity to see everybody. And you don't. But that aside, I don't think we've ever gone home from the Halloween party. And there have been years where I've done it 5-6 times in a year. Last year we did it 2 or 3 times. But I don't think I've ever gone home and said, hey, this wasn't good. I did go home this last year with much less candy than we have in the past. You know, we've gone home with 50, 60, 70 pounds of candy. As sick as that sounds, we've gone home with so much candy, we needed to bring a baby carriage with us, which we did. And but we noticed this year there might have been half the amount of stops for candy that there was in the past. But, I mean, they do an amazing job. There's nice dance parties. And, you know, if you could, I always say this, because people always say, should I do the Halloween party and the Christmas party? And I say the same thing. If the $70 or $80 it's going to cost you to go see it doesn't break you, if you could afford that, I tell you to do it. But if you have to scrape your money together, I don't think anybody should have to scrape their money together to do something like that. If you could afford it, you do it. If you can't afford it, don't do it.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. You know?
Yeah.
And I heard that the Christmas party is just phenomenal, just the lights and the way they take care of the park.
I always found the Christmas party to be really, really nice, but I haven't felt that there's a lot of things to do, at least for us. But we still do it anyway.
Right.
But, you know.
Do they put out any Hanukkah decorations?
There's no Hanukkah decorations. There's no Hanukkah decorations. Hey, I put up a post today asking, Mikey, I put up a post in the Disney World Junkie page today asking people what things they see in the park that, you know, what bad habits do you see? What are people doing?
Yeah, I saw it.
And I'll tell you how it came up. I've actually been seeing more and more lately, and I don't think it just happens to be more and more. I think I'm just noticing it more. I'm noticing people spitting on the floor a lot. I've never been a spitter.
Yeah.
I don't know why somebody would spit on the floor. But I got to tell you, I'm noticing, like the other day, I actually saw, like, it was like a 40-year-old lady just spitting. She might have spat 3 times. And this wasn't one of those, she's choking on something. I mean, the woman just spat, you know, and I'm noticing, I walk around Disney, I look at the floor, she spit on the floor.
It's disgusting.
That's
disgusting.
It's more and more disgusting.
It can easily, as if there are no garbage cans anywhere around, you know, like if you have to do it in a garbage can.
It drives me out of my mind. You know, I mean, look, right. Like I said before, I totally get that I'm finicky like Felix Unger. I do. I mean, I'm a slob.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
I mean, I'm standing in the middle of my living room right now with my wife away, and there's seriously 500 junky T-shirts all over the place, folded on the floor, at least they're folded. I admit it, I got Dylan's G.I. Joe toys on the floor. I'm setting them up for when he gets
mm-hmm.
home from school. You know? But I mean, you know, I'm a slob, but I'm finicky. I don't like things like that. You know, people, like I'm at the gym this morning, and this one guy is driving me nuts because he's walking around, and all he's doing is yawning with his mouth open. No covering his mouth, nothing. Just yawning 552 times. That drives me nuts. Spitting on the floor drives me nuts. You know.
Well, people need to keep their bodily fluids to themselves, you know. Like, that's kind of nasty.
It's so nasty. It's so gross. It's like the people that don't wash their hands when they go to the bathroom. Do you really
think
your pee doesn't get on your hands? You know? I pee on my hands sometimes, like St. Elvis.
I read that one of the people, this is what I was a little confused about, because I read the post, and I saw somebody put that, although actually a few people wrote, that they don't like when people blow their nose in a restaurant.
What the hell am I supposed to do? Jesus, I blow my nose on my own shirt in a restaurant if I have to.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I have a big nose. What am I going to do? Post-nasal trip?
Right, what are you supposed to do? You're not supposed to blow your nose if you need to blow your nose?
I mean,
I guess you could go to the bathroom, but...
Let me tell you, there's controllable stuff and there's not controllable stuff. Spitting on the floor, you can control because you don't have to
mm-hmm.
spit, okay?
Right.
Farting, you know, do I want to smell somebody's fart in a Disney restaurant? No. But you know what? Sometimes you just fart, you know? But sneezing and coughing and blowing your nose? Hey, I got two little boys who live with allergies 24 hours a day, 900 days a year. These kids can't stop blowing their nose. My nose is the
mm-hmm.
size of a tank. I've got to blow my nose. You know, there are controllable things and there are uncontrollable things. Look, I tell this story very often, and it's a very true story, and it's actually a story I'm starting to see more often.
Okay.
And I don't know why it's always in these bathrooms. The bathrooms right near the treehouse in Magic Kingdom, for some reason, that's the Muslim bathroom hangout. And you'll only understand it if you actually go in the bathroom. And it's not that there are Muslim people in there doing any kind of crazy terror stuff, because they're not. But I noticed about a year ago, I walk in there, and there's two Muslim men sitting on the sink, washing their feet and their legs in the sink.
Oh.
And I found it to be a quite amusing story. I called security, and they went, and I guess they said something. But I've noticed like half a dozen times since then that it's not the first time I'm seeing this. And I guess it must be some kind of a thing in that bathroom for Muslim guys to go in there, and I'm happy they're washing themselves. But who washes himself sitting on a sink?
That's so
crazy. You know, I couldn't even climb on the sink, let alone get in it. I mean, these are little sinks.
Right.
I didn't think that would have bothered me way too much.
I would have taken a picture of that if I'd seen it.
Mikey, I got to tell you, every time I do, I panic. And let me tell you something. I mentioned it yesterday with the, you know, with the blood pressure pills, and one of them has a water pill.
Yeah.
Mikey,
mm-hmm.
I'm a human urine machine, okay? I got to go. I don't have time taking pictures of Muslim guys washing their feet in the sink. And one time I was about to, and all I said to myself was, I'm going to take this picture, I'm going to post it on the junkie site, and everybody's going to attack me because why am I taking a picture of this poor man washing his feet in the sink? I figured somehow it'll bounce back on me. So I figured, you know what, maybe I better not do this, you know?
I got a ban from Facebook one time putting up a picture like that. I was in Virginia Beach, and I went into the bathroom, and there was a guy squatting on the urinal, making a poopy in the urinal. So instead of me, like, walking out, I took a picture of the guy, and The funniest part about it is that every stall was open. There was absolutely no reason for him to be doing what he was doing. So, you know, I put the picture up on Facebook. I got banned for 12, for a week.
Mikey, people are crazy. You know, I mean, you don't know if you've taken a picture of him. But, you know, people are just out of their minds. You know, the other day we were at, we're at the Magic Kingdom for the 3 o'clock parade. And
right.
We're the very first people at the parade entrance in Adventureland because Willie's friend, you know, Willie's princess is Belle, and she's the first one to come out. So we're sitting there and we're waiting, and this girl comes and she sits right in front of Willie, not to cut him because trust me, it's not happening. But she just decides she wants to sit there and start smoking, and I, rather than me say, because I could have been nasty and say, hey, you know, get away from my kids, don't smoke, you know, I smoke here. I just actually said out loud, and not to embarrass her, but I said out loud, does somebody smell smoke? And then she stands up, she goes, you know, there are designated smoking areas. I said, yeah, but that's not one of them. She says, well, what does that mean? I said, you're the one that told me to, you're the one that said to me there are designated smoking areas. And she said, what? And I'm smoking in this designated area. I said, but you, I said, but you can't designate it. I said, Disney designates it. She goes, well, what does that mean? I said, what's wrong with you? I said, leave, please. Go away from me. Mikey, that's what I do. You know, when I don't want to talk anymore to these people, I just say, I'm not talking to you anymore. And I turn away.
Right.
I got a good one for you. You know, remember the very first episode we talked about, or maybe in the second episode, we talked about the people that shoved their kids ahead at the parade line.
Yeah. Right.
And listen, guys, I don't want to come off as a hostile, nasty wrestler because I am very nonviolent. I'm very mellow. I'm so mellow, Olivia Newton-John wrote a song about me. I mean, I am just, I am as calm as can be. But if my kids get online 2 hours before parade, which I personally think is nuts that they do that, but if that's what they want to do, my kids want to be first. And they're going to get their 2 hours to be first. If they're not first, that's on them. But we get there, and we're on top of the train thing. And it's all four of us, and we get there 2 hours early, and we're all sitting in chairs, and, you know, we're right at the bar. And it's probably, the parade gets to us probably about 3:20. So it's actually probably about 3:25. The parade's been on for about 5 minutes. And it was a little chilly, so I had my sweatshirt on. And I'm saying that because I assume with my sweatshirt on, you don't understand what's underneath the sweatshirt. And I'm wearing the sweatshirt, and I have my hood on, and I have my big sunglasses on, like one of those old ladies that had retina surgery. And this guy's behind me, and he takes his daughter, and he keeps pushing her against my leg. And this is not the parade when you're on the bottom level. There's a bar there. There is no going in front of me because there's metal bars. And he's actually, I feel him pushing her against me. And he actually says to me, and all I do is I just look down because I feel I'm being pushed, and I turn away from him. And then he says, ready for this, Mikey?
Go ahead.
Do I want to move so his daughter can watch the parade? It's not, can you let my daughter, or anything like that, which I would have said no anyway. I got there 2 hours early. Actually, it was 2.5 hours early that day. He said, you know, to move for his daughter. And I didn't look at him, and I just said, I ignored him the first time. And he says, the second time, I said, can you move so my daughter can watch the parade? And I just looked at him and I said, if it was so important for your daughter to watch the parade, you should have got here earlier. And I'm not looking at him in any way. And
right.
He puts his hand on my forearm and he says to me, my daughter's here now, and she wants to watch our parade. And I said to him, I'm not speaking to you anymore, and to take your hand off my forearm. And at no point do I look at him, raise my voice, because I don't. I don't raise my voice. I don't yell. I don't anything. I'm just really clear. And I said to him, I'm not speaking to you. Please leave me alone. And I actually said it just like that. Please leave me alone.
Right.
And I said to him, and I didn't take my arm and throw it off, you know, to get his hand off me, because he's holding my forearm, actually. And he's actually holding my forearm at this point, like, for about 20 seconds. And I actually said to him, and finally he wouldn't stop, so I said to him, take your hand off my forearm, and you really need to shut your mouth. Because at this point, Mikey, he's saying all this stuff to me. I couldn't even fathom all the stuff he's saying to me. You know, I'm ruining his daughter's day. You know, why do I have to watch the parade? It's not for adults. Even though I'm standing there with my children. Okay? And he wouldn't stop. I mean, Mikey, he's going 100 miles an hour. And it's just nonstop. And finally, I just said to him, take your hand off my forearm and shut your mouth. And I'm not watching him. My wife says he takes his sweatshirt off and his glasses off, and then I hear, why don't you shut my mouth for me? And I didn't tell anybody the story on the page because I don't always want to be a hostile, complaining thing. And you
right.
can ask Cap, because I'll put Cap on the show next week. He said the magic words to me, shut my mouth for me in front of my children.
Mm-hmm.
So I just told Cap, I said, take my glasses. And she knew at that point it was done. But I always have control of myself. But
right.
I knew what to do, and there was only one thing to do, Mikey. He had no clue.
Okay.
He didn't have a clue. So my wife has to hold my shirt down, because when I lift my shirt up, my fat stomach hangs out. So I said, hold my tank up. So Cap holds my tank top, and I take my sweatshirt off, and I turn around. And, you know, those of you who don't know me, some might not be impressed. I couldn't care less. Some are impressed. I couldn't care less. But the fact is, I'm 270 pounds with 22-inch arms. And my wife took the sweatshirt off for me, and I turned around. I said, fine. I said, let's go. I said, come on. I'll shut you. Just in the same tone, I said, let's go. I said, I'll shut your mouth. I'll shut your mouth for you. And he grabs his kid, and he runs like a coward, you know? And I wasn't going to do anything.
Right.
I knew that all I had to do was take my thing off. And that's funny. I told the story to Tony, and he turns it into a whole, well, what would you have done if he would have said it? If he would have stayed there and wanted to fight you? Right, first off, I'm 50 years old. I don't remember the last time anybody's raised their hands to me. Okay, Tony says, Whitaker is an MMA fighter. I couldn't care less who he was. I wasn't going to hit anybody. I wasn't going to do anything. You know what the situation is. This guy was a little big mouth twerp who was trying to be a big mouth bully in front of a crowd of people. And it didn't work for him. And I don't know, would I hit anybody at Disney? Of course not. Of course not. I wouldn't even have yelled at him at Disney. And I didn't have to yell at him at Disney. But it just shows you what kind of lowlifes you get at the parks lately. You know?
Right.
The people you know what it's like? It's the sense of entitlement. You know?
Right.
I know there are some people out there that say, hey, I would have let his daughter in. I'm like, well, you know what? You're a better person than I am. But I waited with my children there for 2.5 hours. You know, he didn't say, hey, do you think my daughter can get in here? And I wouldn't have anyway. But, you know, it's my choice. It's not your choice
right.
listening at home. It's not his choice. Now, there have been hundreds of kids through the years that on my own, I saw them watching the parade. And I said, hey, to the parent, let me put your kid here. But don't tell me what I have to do. You know, don't tell any
rude.
Parents what they have to do. It is rude. But this was just a whole, this situation was just different. You know,
right.
the situation was just different. You know, and you get these rude, disgusting Now I'm all angry, hostile, and I smell sweaty, and I don't even know how the story came up. But hey, Mike,
have
you
put
any
clothes? No clothes.
Actually, Mike, you know what? You think I'm not naked, but I'm naked.
No, no. I'm sure you are.
Naked.
I just want to make
sure. Oh, I am.
I'm just checking to see if you still were, you know?
No, I don't have to leave here for another 15 minutes to get online with the housewives to pick up Willie. And then pick up Bill.
Right.
You know, and then head to the gym. And then probably head to Magic Kingdom for a couple hours later. Oh, and I got to pick up jumpsuit T-shirts today. I forgot about that.
You are very lucky, man. Yeah, no, there's nobody calling in yet. We have people in the chat room, so...
What is going on lately with people not willing to call us?
I don't know. Maybe it's the poop stories, you know?
I mean, look, personally, I wouldn't want to listen to them either.
And you know, they're releasing a new Vinylmation set of Frozen characters.
I heard that. Willie's all excited about it.
Yeah, yeah. They pushed it back, though, to April, but it'll be out soon.
Yeah. I will tell you this. You know, I told you, Mikey, I can't stop with the going to the bathroom. I told everybody when they stopped the Vinylmation trading, it really was going to make a huge, huge difference in people buying Vinylmations. So we go to the pin trading store like we always do when we're at Magic Kingdom.
Right.
The whole entire Vinylmation section is maybe 1 foot by 2 feet now.
Unbelievable. That's a shame.
Yeah, it really is. And it is virtually no place. You know, you have two little places to get Vinylmations now in the whole Magic Kingdom.
Right. But they still sell them at the resorts, right? Like in the gift shop?
Yeah, but Mikey, you got like one shelf of one or two...
Right.
Of one or two different sets. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we got a caller.
That's it. There's just not a lot. Ooh, we have a caller. It's probably Tony to annoy me. I just don't have it in me for Tony.
Hey, caller, 347 area code. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's going on, guys? My name is Jonathan Lakiotis, calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Hey, Brooklyn in the house.
Frank, I'm the guy with the big blue mohawk that you met in Epcot.
Hey, I remember you. You're actually the only Disney World junkie that I ever approached on my own.
it was an interesting day, to say the least.
Hey, what part of
question
Brooklyn
I have
you
for you, Frank, is how do you feel about Star Wars weekends in Disney? Are you for them? Are you against them?
I think Star Wars weekends are amazing. I love Star Wars weekends. I don't like it that unless you get online, you know, early in the morning, you really don't get to see any of the famous people. You know, like I want to see Chewbacca all disfigured and with his cane and his walker, you know, but you just, you don't get the opportunity to see those people unless you're watching the parade.
But don't they have like meet and greets now throughout the day and like later on in the evening?
They do, but you know, Those hardcore Star Wars nuts, they get all the things, they snatch them up. You know, I mean, I'll wait online for Darth Vader for an hour or for Darth Maul for an hour. But, I mean, if you really want to see the actors from the movies, you're talking about, I think you have to get a fast pass. And it's really a tedious project, you know?
Now, do you think, because I remember they used to have it way back in about 10 years ago, they used to do something like this, but it was done in October, which was cooler weather, easier to put people in costumes. Do you think it's a better or worse idea that they have it now in May and June in the warmer weather?
Much worse in the summer. It's just, you know, I'm not young, I'm old. Walking around in that heat for me is just too much, but we do it. And we do it almost every weekend, too.
So I've done it. I think about six years ago I did it. I dressed up as a Sith character. So being in all black, even with a big mohawk, by literally 1 o'clock I had to leave. I was sweating to death.
Yeah, it's crazy. But you know, I'm actually like a Star Tours nut, and I'll ride Star Tours 5-6 times each time I go. So, you know, I'm crazy for Star Tours. I love anything Star Wars for me. I'm totally up for, and I hate, let me ask you a question. How do you feel about these people that carry on that if we're against Avatar in the park, we should be against Star Wars?
Yeah. It's a double-edged sword. I mean, I get why they're doing the Avatar thing, because movie's coming out, they're expecting it to be another billion-dollar thing, and anything going into Animal Kingdom, I'm all for, because it'll draw more attention off the other parks and diverse the crowds a little more. I don't understand why they didn't start a Disney section like they're doing now in Hollywood Studios. I don't know why they haven't started that earlier when the Star Wars movie is coming out this December, which is going to be amazing, but that's just me.
It doesn't seem for me. I say, look, there's been 6 Star Wars movies, another one coming every year. There's cartoons, there's toys. Star Wars is the biggest franchise there is. Indiana Jones is a 4-movie franchise with more coming. So I understand why those two things fit in. But Avatar is it's a 1-movie thing, even if the second movie comes out. God, I've never seen it. Half the population has never seen it. 90% of the population has never seen it. So I kind of don't
know. I absolutely agree with you. I think they were just trying to tie it into more of an animal, montage. And, I don't think Star Wars would have fit in Animal Kingdom, so they wanted to go with an angle of, something that involves, outworldly, back to Mother Earth kind of stuff. That being said, there's a billion. What was that?
They should have gone with Tarzan.
That's what I'm saying. That being said, there's a billion Disney movies that, from The Lion King, to anything else that involves animals and the Earth and things like that.
Yeah, I agree. But anyway, Star Wars weekend, are you going to go this year?
Yes, I will be down there the weekend after Memorial Day with my son. He's going to be a young little Padawan, or I'm going to be a Sith Lord running around like a lunatic. That's awesome.
Well, actually, do you follow wrestling at all?
A little more than I should.
Okay. Crowbar, Devin Storm, is the biggest Star Wars nut. He gets himself down here for Star Wars weekend. He goes berserk. He has all the toys like we do, completely out of control.
Well, that's why I have the tattoos on my elbows are the Galactic Republic and the Sith Army from the Old Republic.
Now, let me ask you, I heard, the newest thing that I heard with the Star Wars movie is Harrison Ford's in it for 5 minutes and gets killed.
Well, I don't want to give any spoilers away, so if anybody doesn't, want to hear anything about the books, you might want to hit mute for a hot minute, but if they follow the books, there's a lot of death. I won't say if he dies or not, but there's a lot, and I do mean a lot of death, and a lot of changing of the side, per se.
Yeah, that's what Mike and I were talking about a couple weeks ago. Oh, but that's cool.
Yeah.
But anyway, look, thanks for calling, and hopefully I'll see you when you're here.
You got it. Thanks so much, guys. Keep up the good work.
Take care, buddy. Yeah, I remember, Mikey, I see this guy walking around with a mohawk, a blue mohawk in Epcot. And I said to myself, I've seen that blue mohawk in my group. So I walked over to him, and I just stood there. And he turns around and Frank, nice guy.
Was he there when I was there? Because I saw a guy with a blue mohawk while we were there.
Mikey, I said, were we at Epcot together, me and you?
We did Magic Kingdom, Universal Studios.
Oh.
And I think what else?
I'm not sure, Mikey. I have no gauge.
Oh, we did Hollywood Studios?
Yeah, I don't remember things like,
right.
Where I was yesterday.
Yeah, right. You want to take another call?
I don't know. Let's take another call.
All right. Let's see. 904 area code. Your name, where are you calling from?
I don't know. I'm calling in a podcast. Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I'm Joshua again, since you got not many calls.
Joshua, why didn't you call into our show last night?
What? Why would you want me to? I didn't even know that nighttime.
You didn't even know what nighttime is? What?
Yes, I know what nighttime is. Morning, day, night. Yeah, but,
Joshua, I have to, in front of everybody, tell you that you are a man's man. And I told the story a couple weeks, I told the story last week about, you know, the two people that I like to speak my piece on, the 500-pound, 50-year-old woman who treated Willie badly, and Smeller, the guy who says, I'm a better character hunter than your son. They didn't like it that you are Facebook friends with me or my son, and they didn't like you being a part of the group. And you wrote me and said that they gave you an ultimatum, and you had to unfriend us and never call the show again. And you thought about it. Hold on. I'm just telling you what I said. And you thought about what happened, and then you wrote me, and you told me that you won't be pushed around, and nobody will tell you who you could be friends with. And you went ahead, and you rejoined the group, you re-friended us, and here you are.
Well, you see, I wasn't going to actually stay away from being friends with you. I would still, in reality, be friends with you, and, like, I would, like, join the group real quick and, you know. Sorry. I can hear myself on my iPad. Sorry. You know, I was listening to the podcast on my iPad. And
okay.
Anyway, I would still be friends with you in reality, but even if I befriended you, but because I would still message you and all. And I would still join the group for a second. Sorry?
No, it's just goody for me.
Yeah. And, you know, I really wanted to remain friends with both of them and you too, but I really don't know how this can work out. No?
Well, you know what, Joshua, you have to realize something, okay? You are a human being, and nobody has the right to tell you who you can or cannot, you know, I mean, you're a Disney fan. You like the group. You like to talk online with my son. And two grown adults, even though they don't act like grown adults, they act like there's something wrong with them. But grown adults don't have any right to tell you, you can't be friends with this one. Listen, I don't care who you're friends with. You could be friends with Obama. You could wear an Obama T-shirt every day for all I care. No, it's not my business. It's not their business who you choose to be friends with. And it's not my business who you choose to be friends with. So, you know, I'm glad that you took a stand and you're being a man.
Yeah. But sure. The real reason I called is I think I heard rumors about the Osborne Family Spectacle of Life being finished last year, but it could be not finished. I'm not sure. It might be moved to another location, I think.
Okay.
Did
you like
to hear about
that? I actually didn't. I've actually never seen it before, to be honest.
What?
You
go there like, you go to those parks like every day.
I do like every day, but I just, it's just not something I'm interested in. Just because I like Disney doesn't mean that I have to be interested in every
that part I understand. All right. What's the noise in the background?
What's the noise in the background? Well, I just walked out of my house. And I'm walking into the Maniac car right now. And I'm going to drive to my son's high school. And I'm going to get online with all the housewives. And I'm going to pick up Willie. And then I am going to drive with Willie to pick up Dylan. And then we are going to go to probably Magic Kingdom or something.
Yep, that's what I thought you were going to say.
Of that?
Yeah, not bad.
And what are you up to today, Jeff? When are you going to Disney again?
We're hoping to go in the spring, I guess. Not during spring break,
live,
for sure.
But you live so close. How come not just together on your own?
Yeah, I know. Wait, did you say on my own?
Yeah.
On my On my own, you said? Sorry?
Yeah, why don't you go with friends or something?
Yeah, but, yeah, exactly. I mean, but my mom's kind of worried, and my dad, too. They're kind of worried about me being at those kind of places with friends because it's a lot. Wait, my home phone. I'm on my cell phone. My home phone's ringing.
Don't answer.
Yeah, that I will not do. Anyway, yes, I've been having these seizures lately, and it's hard for me to remember to take my medicine, which I usually do remember. But when I'm having a lot of fun with friends and all, I get real distracted from doing what's really important, and you know.
I got you.
I stay up real late.
Joshua, what do you have seizures
like? Not getting enough sleep and, you know, getting all, you know, getting too excited, you know.
I got you. Well, what about your mom and dad? Do they can't take you on the weekends?
They can't what now on the weekends?
Take you to Disney on the weekends.
No, they wouldn't want to go on the weekends, no. Of course, they wouldn't want to go when it's so crowded.
Okay, all right. Well, we solved that. All right, well, Joshua, is there anything else going on in your life?
Oh, my gosh. Through the phone. Hoochie Mama.
All right. Hoochie Mama. Joshua, we'll see you soon. Go
answer
the phone.
Okay, hey, it was nice talking
you
to you
too.
Again.
You too, Joshua.
Take care, Josh.
Good you stood up for yourself.
All right. See you, man.
There was too much going on in the background with him.
That kid is something else, I'm telling you.
There's a question from Lisa Gossett Brown in the chat room. Lisa wants to know what you think about the new grounds in front of the castle.
Oh, really? I got to tell you, it totally took me by surprise. Completely took me by surprise. It's just all of a sudden there was construction everywhere and it was really bad looking. And then all of a sudden Willie's like, "Hey, Daddy, look at this big grass." And I'm looking and I'm like, "Wow, this really looks nice. I hope all the people like don't mess it up." Because you know people are eating their lunch all day, which looks nice. I mean, it's nice that you could just get a hot dog from Casey's and sit on the floor and eat it there. And it really is nice. I just hope it doesn't get messed up. I think it does nothing but make the park look 100% better.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
Let's see what else we got here.
I don't know.
I'm checking out. I have, my notes I keep just seeing what I wanted to ask you about.
I know it's hard
so the Magic Kingdom.
I don't keep notes.
Is that the same area where the Magic Kingdom parade and fireworks viewing area is?
Yeah.
So that's the same thing. That place is open now.
Yeah. I always said once they open the new Fantasyland, if you look at the floor, it's so nice and clean that step by step they're gonna have to do the rest of the park. Otherwise it's just gonna look too awful.
Right. Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you about. How was why don't you tell everybody about the marathon the boys ran? How did that go?
Oh man, the boys did their first marathon. They did the the Princess 5K, the Frozen 5K, and they've never done a marathon before. But you know, Willie, it's funny. You know, I say this and it sounds so crazy when I say it, but you know, Willie does 7 to 10 miles a day, plus his weights. And Dylan actually runs 5 to 7 miles a day. And they just love running, you know? And they did the marathon. It figures the one day that it's 25 degrees in the morning is the day of the marathon. they loved the marathon experience. They really did. They loved doing it. The only thing was, every time we see a marathon, a Disney marathon, they have the most amazing characters. We did the one marathon where you got, like, Mickey, Goofy, and Pluto.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, they had the frozen characters, but they were on a stage. You couldn't see them. You couldn't meet them. Even though it was Willie's friend, so they posed for pictures with him anyway.
Right.
That was the disappointing thing. But the boys loved it. They wore their medal all day. They have their medals displayed at home. The boys said they want to do a couple marathons a year now. So it was really a good experience. I thought registration was going to be really bad, and it seemed pretty organized. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice. You know, I was a runner in high school. I was a runner in high school, Mike. Yes. Shocking as that is to believe. In high school and college, I actually was on the track team in both high school and college. And mm-hmm. I see it, and I say to myself, God, Mikey, I want to do it. You know, I want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like I always say, I don't take steroids. To be 260 pounds, I have to eat 100,000 calories a week. And if I do any type of aerobic activity, which includes walking up the stairs at a brisk pace, I will lose weight.
Right.
As shocking as that is, I can go back to being that skinny kid. You know, I was 88 pounds my first year of high school. So
mm-hmm.
I have to really watch what I do. And I really would like to do it, but I'm so scared I'm going to lose weight training for it and lose weight actually doing it. So I just have to sit back and watch you live through my boys.
Now, let me ask you this. So are you and the boys, are you the boys into that TV show Once Upon a Time?
We're late bloomers to it. We watched season
mm-hmm.
1, 2, and 3 on Netflix.
Okay.
We have not watched 4 yet. And, I mean, the boys are into it a lot more than I am. I get into TV shows really easy, but it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Willie and Dylan love it. I'm more of a watching George Reeves Superman episodes of The Rifleman over and over and over again.
Right.
Dallas. I want to watch J.R. Ewing crush Cliff Torrance, you know?
Yeah. My daughter, Ellie, she just got into it. She watched those first 3 seasons so fast on Netflix. Now she's trying to bully me into watching it also now. So I was trying to see what you thought, if I should waste my time or not.
You know what, Mikey? I mean, me and you have similar taste in TV shows, I think. It did not hold me. You know, it
and
just
I saw last night's episode had they debuted Maleficent, I can never say her name right. Maleficent.
Maleficent and Ursula, I think.
And Ursula, right. And Cruella was in it also.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks cool, you know, they have all the characters, but, you know, I got to figure if I could get into it or not.
Yeah, I mean, I watched it. I happen to be a big, big Rumpelstiltskin fan. You know, I've been waiting years. I've not been understanding why Disney have not come out with a Rumpelstiltskin movie. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, they have Rumpelstiltskin as a character in the show. And to me, Rumpelstiltskin's like a dwarf-type midget. Not a full-grown man.
Right.
You know, they have the 7 dwarfs. They're not dwarfs. They're just not tall men. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think Grumpy is, you know, in Seinfeld, the guy who Jerry broke his thumbs to owe the money in the car, remember?
Oh, right. Yeah. Is that him?
I think so. I think it is.
Great.
I could be wrong, but I think it is. And
right.
It's just, there's a lot of things like that bother me. Yeah, like I said before,
mm-hmm.
I'm finicky. Things bother me. You know?
Yeah, that makes you a human being, right?
I'm not a human being, Mike.
So, okay, now, what about... That's right. Yeah, so you heard that about Han Solo, really, in the new Star Wars movie, huh?
I actually did, but again, what I hear means nothing.
Right.
You know? But, you know, I read it online, it was a quick snippet, and it sounds like he is really in and out.
Hmm.
You know, which I hope they're not doing with all the characters. But then again,
right.
Like I said,
well,
the guy who plays Chewbacca, Peter Mayhew, you know, I see him in town whenever he's here for Star Wars weekend. Mikey, this guy can't stand up.
Right.
I'm not quite sure how they're going to do him as Chewbacca, and the guy really can't stand up.
He's a big dude,
so,
too.
I mean, he's tall. He looks like Kramer. You know, Kramer keeps coming up today. But he looks like kind of Kramer type, you know?
I don't think they're going to do it with all the characters, if that is true, because we know that Luke is going to have a big part in this.
Yeah, but what if the part is they only show them at the end? What if that's the big part?
Right. Yeah, it's possible. And we also
know that Han
and Leia's kids are going to be the focal point going forward.
Yeah.
Or at least we think we know that.
Look, as long as they develop good characters for us, I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very, very hard to think of Star Wars without Darth Vader.
Right.
You know, it is. I mean, hopefully they can come up with something, a character that will, you know, will hold us.
Right.
You know, but we'll have to see, you know. I mean, I'm excited for it, and I'm sure there'll be great movies. But, you know, I mean, I think it bothers me is, just because the characters are older, you know, just because Harrison Ford is, 102?
Something like that,
yeah. It doesn't mean he has to be killed off.
Right.
You know, it doesn't mean that. You know, I actually heard, and it's funny because you're hearing about how they're talking about having a new Indiana Jones and everything.
Yes.
The story that I actually heard months and months ago, which had excerpts of interviews with Harrison Ford, was Harrison Ford agreed to do Star Wars if they agreed to let him do another Indiana Jones movie.
Really?
So I'm just curious as to why there's so much talk about a new Indiana Jones when he's supposedly waiting for a start date to be Indiana Jones.
Right. Hey, he needs to pick and choose wisely right now. This guy is living on borrowed time, right?
Man,
he
gets hurt a lot, doesn't he?
Yeah. I mean, this is the second plane crash he survived, I believe.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I a little off Disney, even though I guess Disney does own Marvel now. But, you know, I know me and you are going to get called racist for this, but so be it. It is what it is. You know, you have the new Fantastic Four movie coming out, right?
That's right, yep.
And, you know, when when Nick Fury was made black from a white guy, I didn't have a problem with it, and I'll tell you why, Mikey. I had no problem because his race didn't matter in his character.
Mm. Right.
He wasn't the huge impact character. It really didn't make a difference one way or another.
Right.
You follow me? Now,
new
Fantastic Four movie, the Human Torch is a black guy. I got a problem with it. I have a serious problem with this. The Human Torch is a character that's been around since the 60s. There's no reason for it.
He's the brother of Sue Richards, who's white.
Right. You know, by changing Nick Fury's race, it didn't affect Nick Fury's story in any way.
Right.
But you're changing one of the biggest characters in the Marvel Universe. You're changing his race just to appease a group that carries on that you don't have enough black people in the movies. It's not good. I'm not going to see it. I'm really not because
it's really disappointing.
You know,
right, I heard that the story of Dr. Doom is not that he's a scientist that has the accident, but he's like a blogger, like an internet blogger that something happens to him.
Yeah, I mean, aren't there enough, can't you come up with enough ideas that they don't have to butcher the ideas we have? I mean, I'm going to tell you what I read this weekend, which made me think of the Human Torch. I'm hearing there's a good chance Spider-Man will be black also now.
Really?
And again, for all of you out there, oh, thanks, racist, we knew it. If another race, okay? But, you know, would you have a superhero, Luke Cage, hero for hire? He's black.
Right.
Would the black community like it if you changed him to white?
Or it would be an outrage.
Shaft is black. Would people like it if Shaft was white? You know, I'm upset also because there's been serious talk about after Daniel Craig steps down from James Bond. That James Bond
mm-hmm.
might be black. You know,
it's going to be that actor Idris something.
Yeah, listen, I'm cool with making every black superhero, create new superheroes, make them black. I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't change the race of characters that have been etched in stone for years. And just so people know, I would have the same problem if they changed a black guy to a white guy.
Right.
I don't think they should do that either.
And
yeah,
it just makes it even worse. And it makes it even worse that the storyline is that his sister is Sue Richards, who's white.
Nice.
So I don't know how they're going to explain that, you know?
I don't know. I mean, I got to tell you something. If they made a new Blade movie, and Blade turned
mm-hmm.
out to be a white guy, I would be irate. I would be just as upset as I am about Spider-Man being black, or the Human
right.
Torch being black. Blade is black. Blade's not white. I don't want a white Blade. I don't need a white Blade. I don't want a Chinese Blade. You know? It's just,
right.
it drives me nuts. You know,
and it's all just a political correctness.
Yeah, let's be politically correct and change. You know, and it's no difference than this. People are getting upset because Mickey Mouse is a mouse. Let's make him a rabbit. Would people be happy if Mickey Mouse became a rabbit? To appease the rabbit community? I mean, it's just stupid. And I got to tell you, Mike, it's driving me nuts. But anyway, aside from all the racial stuff, that I'm a terrible racist, Mikey, I'm hearing they're going to kill Captain America. And I really don't like it.
Right.
It's just,
well,
you can't kill Captain America. Mikey, right now, Captain America is the greatest Marvel hero we have right now.
Right. Well, they did it in the comics. They killed him in the comics.
They brought him back. They brought him back, though. No, Bumps, listen. You want to kill Captain America? Fine. Oh, I forgot to tell you. They're going to make Captain America black. Did I forget to tell you that?
Right.
The Falcon is going to become the new Captain America.
Right, that's right.
You want to make
mm-hmm.
you want to make 10 Captain America movies and then kill him? Fine. But it's just getting good. I'm into it. You know?
Right.
You've got to be Captain America for a while. It's bad enough that they're butchering Spider-Man up. You know? And you know that, who's this kid, Andrew Garfield? You know
he's
already
out.
He's out already.
He didn't even get to finish his three films.
You know, poor Tobey Maguire couldn't be his 50-year-old Spider-Man. They get rid of him. They get rid of Tobey Maguire, and they feed us, well, this will be better, this will be better. They make the two movies. Just as you finally accept the guy as a goofy Spider-Man, now they're going to change it on us again.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Why?
Yeah. It's sad. It's really sad. They just butcher everything these days. I mean, some of the stuff they did, the Avengers, they've been doing well. X-Men, they butchered, but they kind of saved it. Yeah.
You know,
but they're
going to
change those characters too, right? Isn't Thor going to turn into a woman? It's going to be a female Thor?
Thor's going to be a woman. I don't understand, Mikey, why you can't get a goddamn Superman movie right.
Right.
You know, why can't you get Superman right, for God's sakes? Why? Get Superman right. Then they go ahead and they make Ben Affleck Batman. I was okay with it at first. Until I found out that it might only be for this one movie, and that's it. Not even a whole Batman story. And then I find out that he's a liberal. I mean, James Woods, I hate you, liberal. fetish. You know, I mean, so, there's so much butchering going on in these movies.
Right. And it's actually the 40th anniversary of the X-Men. 40 years ago, they started X-Men.
Now, let me tell you something. That was done right, because I grew up not an X-Men fan. I was a huge comic book collector myself. Massive.
Right.
Like nothing you've ever seen. Like nothing you've ever seen. And
It's actually the 40th birth anniversary of the newer X-Men that debuted in 1975, not the original X-Men.
New ones, old ones, new ones, makes no difference to me.
Right. And did you hear that one of the writers of X-Men was killed?
Who is that?
He draws X-Men for Marvel. He went on a vacation to the Cayman Islands, and he's missing. So he's been presumed dead. Yeah.
I became friends with John Romita Jr., who wrote drew some Spider-Man, him and his father.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Used to work out with him in the gym in New York. But the X-Men movies were so well done. I never liked Wolverine, and I never liked the X-Men. The movies made me like them. They really did. I think they were fantastic. But, okay, we never talk about Universal. Mikey, love the Spider-Man ride.
Yeah.
Love the Spider-Man ride. Now, did we do that together?
Yes. You know what my favorite ride at Universal was? We did Popeye. We did like four times in a row.
Mikey, I love that. The only thing I don't like about Popeye is how bad do you smell when you get off that? The water Popeye is the most rancid water I've ever smelled. It's like every single person who uses the urinals at Universal, every single one, that's the water that they're using on the Popeye ride.
Right.
You know, Mikey, I so badly want to get evacuated on that ride because it looks like so much fun to get evacuated on Popeye.
Yeah, that would be great.
To me, like, you know, Animal Kingdom has that Cali River Rapids, and I'll tell you, just a woman backing up right into me. Hold on. I went on the Cali River Rapids, and I'll tell you, I barely got wet at all. I go on Popeye. Every time you go on it, you are drenched and soaked, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
Love that ride. I don't know why
you
can't do
cool.
that one right. That is the best. And I don't even mind smelling, like, urine water afterwards. It's so good.
But we had a great time at Universal, man. We did a lot of character hunting, and you knew exactly where to go, when to go. You definitely took care of us then. That was pretty good.
And definitely this year, I will somehow get us a meet and greet with all the Marvel superheroes.
Nice. But when we get to Disney, Ellie needs to meet Dopey. I don't know if it's possible, but dream come true.
It is hit or miss.
Right.
You know, every once in a while, right outside, as soon as you walk in Magic Kingdom to your right, Snow White's there. Every once in a while, she'll have Dopey with her. It's not a scheduled thing. It just might happen. But if she doesn't, you know, you'll just have to dress up, Mikey, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I would do it. I would fit the description.
Well, you just have to stand on two yellow pages, and then you can fit their description. You're doing that for us. Good. So do we have any more callers?
No, we don't. We have about 6 minutes left in the show.
6 minutes and only a couple callers. Very disappointing the last 2 days. I'm disappointed in all of you people. Not calling in. How's this chat room? You used to have a lot of people in there.
Yeah, there's people in there. We have our regulars in there. I love them. These are good guys. Lisa Gossett-Brown, Tanya Sheriff, Katie Childhouse. I hope I said your name right, Katie. There's a whole bunch of guests in here.
You know, Mikey, I'm finding you to be a little illiterate lately.
Really?
Hey, have you noticed, Mikey? Well, have you noticed that everybody with the baseball league who hasn't sent me my $75 haven't called in today?
Yeah, that's right. Mysteriously. I got to send mine in also, so I can't say nothing.
Well, no, me and you will work it out for the show thing, remember?
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. That's fine.
Me and you will work it out. But there's a few of you people out there that have to send me some money.
Pay up, suckers.
Yep. Bunch of losers. They're all losers, goddammit. So, like I said, I'm going to go pick up some junky shirts today, and then I think me and the boys are going to head to Magic Kingdom for a couple hours. My wife comes home tomorrow, so maybe I'll surprise her with a Liberty Tree dinner. Oh, no, I have my Canisius.
So very nice.
My Canisius mango. Yep. But, what was I going to say? So, Mikey, which is your favorite park to go to?
Well, I mean, Magic Kingdom is just, it's, you know, the magic is there. But I really had a good time at Hollywood Studios. But I think it was because I did the villains thing there, and I had a good time with that.
Yeah, that was good, even though it was packed and everything. You know, I think, by the way, to everybody out there who's carrying on about the character Palooza and all that stuff at Hollywood Studios, I believe the times have been changed to 5:30 because of daylight savings. So just so you know, I'm pretty sure the times were changed. I'd like to need some new stuff going on at Hollywood Studios. I've been finding it a little, you know, for me, I get there at 9 in the morning. Seriously, by 10:30, I'm out of things to do.
Did you go see Cinderella's Carriage?
No, the boys saw it. I found myself a nice bench. And then somebody was yelling at us for touching it, yelling at the boys for touching it by accident. You know, I go to Hollywood Studios. This is all I have to do there. I have Star Tours. I have the Great Movie Ride, which drastically needs an overhaul. It is. Mm-hmm. I love the ride because I love anything I can sit down in. But it is. It's seriously. It's boring. It needs an overhaul. You know,
right.
It needs an overhaul. But and you know, I love Toy Story when you can get in it. But other than that, what is it? What else is there to do? You know,
right.
There's just nothing to do. I don't do the roller coasters. The Beauty and the Beast show is probably the most spectacular show Disney has. But
it's wonderful. They do a good job.
It is. It's a great show, but it's time for a new one. It is. It's time for a new one. And the park really, I think, needs an overhaul altogether. You know?
All right, so we're at 2 minutes.
2 minutes, all right. Well, we're stretching this out here. This is like
post. Yeah, when are we coming back? When are we coming back?
Well, I think I'm free most every day this week, except if it's really hot and I need to go lay out. Then I think toward the end of the week, like maybe like Friday, might be okay.
Okay, that sounds good.
Sounds good. All right, can I get off the show now?
Absolutely.
Oh, thank God. Jesus Christ. I got to call. The printer's been calling me while we're doing the show, and I can't answer it. So I can't wait to hear what his excuse is going to be today as to why I have to wait for the damn shirts again. Always something, you know? Always something, you know? Hey, listen, seriously, all kidding aside, when I spoke to your sister initially, Mikey, she told me she had different printers. Can you please talk to your sister? She said
she's in Queens, so I'll be able to talk to her once we hang up.
Tell her she had different, she told me she had different printers to choose from. Mikey, even if I have to pay shipping, it might be worth
it
because I got to tell you, this guy does good work, but he prints it to me when he wants to, which makes me late for people, which makes me look like the idiot.
Right.
All right,
we're about to get
shalom,
about to
everybody.
Cut off. Take care,
okay,
everyone.
Everybody, shalom.
Shalom.
It happened on one of them zippity-doo-dah days. Now that's the kind of day when you can't open your mouth without a song jumping right out of it. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay, Mr. Bluebird on my